Welcome back. Grab a seat. Let's get into
Okay. I'm just going to say the scary part out loud because I think everyone's thinking it.
Please do.
A dating app that knows where I am. That's the opening scene of a horror movie, right?
It really sounds like one.
Like, she downloaded the app. Little did she know.
Stop. Okay, but this is exactly why I wanted to do this episode. Because the worry is so fair. And the truth about how Found is built is, honestly, the complete opposite of the horror movie.
Convince me. I'm holding my phone like it's a spider.
Fair. So, first myth, the big one. People think it's following them around 24/7.
Yeah, is it? Does Found know I went to the servo at 11 p.m. for a magnum?
No, and I love that that's the example.
It's a good magnum, Maya.
I'm sure it was. But no, Found only ever looks at your location when the app is open and you choose to check in. That's it. The moment you close it, it stops completely.
Wait, so it's not running in the background? Quietly?
Nope.
Watching?
No background tracking. None. A lot of apps do that creepy all-day thing in the background. Found deliberately, on purpose, doesn't. You open it, you check in, it looks once, you close it, it forgets. Like a polite house guest.
A polite house guest. Okay, that's actually a relief. That's one spider leg down.
One leg down, we'll get all eight.
All right, but here's the next one. When it does look, it knows exactly where I am. Like my couch. My specific couch cushion.
Okay, this is my favorite part. Because here's the clever bit. It never stores your exact spot.
What do you mean? It has to, doesn't it?
It doesn't. It rounds you off. Found only keeps a rough area, about a kilometer wide. So what the system actually knows is, like, Tom's around Bondi, not Tom is on the left cushion, in his trackies, three episodes
okay,
deep into
all,
a reality
that's
show.
That's weirdly specific. Are you tracking me? Maya.
I'm not. I swear. It was a lucky guess.
It was too good a guess.
Okay. But you see the point, right? Even the app itself only thinks in rough neighborhoods. A whole kilometer. Your exact PIN? Never written down anywhere anyone can grab.
So it's blurry on purpose?
Yes. Blurry on purpose.
True.
Privacy
true. Okay,
by design.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But here's the one I actually lose sleep over. The other person. My match. Can they pull up a map and just
never
see my house?
Ever. And I want to be really clear about this one because it matters the most.
Yeah, I see.
Another user never sees your location. Not a map, not a PIN, not an address. Nothing. What they see is a friendly little label, like a few blocks away or in your neighborhood.
So it's a vibe, not a location.
It's a vibe, exactly. It tells them you're close enough to maybe cross paths, and that's all. Your actual location is locked away in a private vault that only you can open. Not other users, not randoms, just
okay,
you.
Okay, that's a big one. That's like four spider legs in one go.
We're flying now.
No, quite. So how does that actually work, though? Like, technically? Without getting too nerdy.
Okay, a little nerdy is okay. So, your exact coordinates live in a part of the database that's locked to you, and the rules of the system literally forbid anyone else from reading it. It's not a please don't peek, it's a wall, baked in.
So, even if someone wanted to be a creep...
The system says no. The door doesn't open for them. And, this is the part I really love... Your location is only ever used for one thing. Matching. That's it.
It's not getting sold.
No.
To, like, advertisers?
Never sold. Not to advertisers. Not to anyone. Remember in the first episode? You're not the customer. You're the inventory. At the big apps?
Yeah, that line haunts me.
Right? Well, at Found, you're not the inventory. They're not making money off watching you. The whole thing is built so your private stuff stays private.
Okay. I'm putting the phone down like a normal person now.
Progress.
All right, last worry. And it's a real one. How do I know the person I'm meeting is even real? Like, not a catfish with someone else's phone.
Ugh, the catfish. Okay. So Found has real photo verification. There's a camera check. And there's AI that's genuinely good at sniffing out fake or stolen photos. And people who pass it get a little trust badge.
So the badge means a human actually checked it's
them. Yes, that's correct. A real, recent, this is actually you photo. Yeah, and on top of that, you're always in control. There's an invisible mode you can flip on anytime you want to just disappear for a bit.
Oh, that's nice. A leave me alone button.
A leave me alone button. And your contact details, your number, your Insta, those only ever get shared when you both say yes. Nobody can slide into anything. It's mutual or it's nothing.
Mutual or nothing. Whew, okay, you know what? That's all eight legs. The spider's gone. It's just a phone again.
It's just a phone again. But here's the real heart of it, Tom. For a dating app, trust isn't a feature you add on at the end. It's the whole foundation. If people don't feel safe, nothing else matters. None of it.
Yeah, that's true.
And the thing is, Found was built by one woman, from her apartment. She answers the support emails herself, her face is on the website. When you build something like that with your own name on it, you don't cut corners on people's safety. You can't.
No, you really can't.
So, yeah. Blurry on purpose. Locked by design. Used only to introduce you to one good person. That's the whole promise.
Honestly, I came in holding my phone like a spider, and now I kind of want to download it.
That's the dream.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode.
Found is free on the App Store. 30-day trial, no credit card. And everything's at foundmatchmaker.com.
Come find someone. Safely. We'll see you next episode.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.